Dear friends, you are no longer strangers or sojourners, but you are members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. The apostles and the prophets. Our whole relationship with Jesus, our life in the church, is founded upon the witness of those 12, Thomas being one of them, who himself, after the day of resurrection, saw Jesus alive in the flesh, touched his wounds, and proclaimed what is perhaps the greatest proclamation of faith in the New Testament: "My Lord and my God." Here you are. You are alive. You are still with me. Not even death can defeat you. As Catholics, we believe that our bishops are the successors of the apostles. By the laying on of hands and prayer, they are commissioned and chosen by the Lord to continue that apostolic witness in the world today. They are the foundation of the church, so important. That's why we pray for our local successor of the apostles every single Mass. We always pray for our universal shepherd, Pope Francis, and our local bishop, Bernard. The bishops, as successors of the apostles, do many things. We know they are teachers, they are administrators. We know Archbishop Hebda visits many parishes. He appears in the news sometimes. He's had to deal with many legal and financial matters these last few years, as we know. But most importantly, Archbishop Hebda and all the bishops of the church, as their primary task, do the same thing that Thomas did. They proclaim that Christ Jesus, God's anointed, is risen. That's number one. That's above everything else. They proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, that God so loved the world to send his Son, that he took upon our sins upon himself, and that he rose from the grave and he is active in the world. God is actually doing things in the world. He's not just an idea. He's not just a thought to inspire us. And by the way, that's why those who profess that the resurrection was just a spiritual metaphor, a kind of inspirational idea, that's why you see that so many of those groups and ecclesial communities actually don't believe that God acts in the world. No, God acts in the world. God is alive. God is saving us right now. And the proof of that is that Christ is risen. And our lives are totally different because Jesus Christ is alive. The successors of the apostles proclaim this faith day in and day out so that you and I may be strengthened in our witness, that you and I might proclaim by our lives, our words, and our deeds, by how we see the world differently. They proclaim that Jesus is alive, that you and I might do the same. In our workplaces, in our schools, in our families, in our cities, we proclaim, like Thomas, that Jesus is risen from the dead. God is working in the world. And that, yes, your life can be different as well. Have you met Jesus yet? I have, and I call him my Lord and my God.